This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. North Korean state media reported on Wednesday the missile the North fired off its east coast a day earlier was a newly developed hypersonic missile. South Korea's military says North Korea fired the missile towards the sea off its east coast as Pyongyang called on the United States and the South to scrap their, quote, double standards on weapons programs to restart diplomatic talks. State media KCNA claims the development of the weapon system increases North Korea's defense capabilities. Leader Kim Jong-un did not inspect the launch, according to the report. North Korea and South Korea both test-fired ballistic missiles on September 15th, the latest folly in an arms race in which both nations have developed increasingly sophisticated weapons while efforts proved fruitless to get talks going on diffusing tensions. An independent commission said on Tuesday more than 80 aid workers, including some employed by the World Health Organization, were involved in sexual abuse and exploitation during an Ebola crisis in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The probe was prompted by an investigation last year. 50 women accused aid workers from the WHO and other charities of demanding sex in exchange for jobs between 2018 and 2020. In its long-awaited report, the commission found that at least 21 of 83 suspected perpetrators were employed by the WHO and that the abuses, which included 9 allegations of rape, were committed by both national and international staff. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus apologized to the victims. He said, quote, "What happened to you should never happen to anyone. It is inexcusable. It is my top priority to ensure the perpetrators are not